So what do you want to bring to this position to continue some of the work you've been doing when you were in the development department?
I just think the same thing that we've been doing the past few years. I mean, the young kids that we've worked with the past few years made a big impact this year on the team. And like player development, sometimes it's not the instant, impact, because the kids you draft don't make the team sometimes for 2, 3, 4 years. So it's working with the kids, getting them to be Buffalo Sabres, and hopefully the kids that we've worked with the past 4 years have had a huge impact on the team this year. So,
what's it like seeing all these defensemen out here?
I'm looking up because they're all big, and I think that's just if you watch the league, every team has big D, and I think that's the way we're trending. You need D that can move the puck, but also big D help. So I think it's the players we drafted, they're big, but they're also great hockey players. They have good puck skills, and they're really good people. That's the main thing, too.
Why are you so, you as a player, your personality, just who you are, but in your own words, why are you so suited for the player development role? Why has it been your calling, I guess?
I think as you get older in your career, you kind of become a pseudo-player development coach as an older player. You work with the young kids, you work with the young prospects, because that's just how the game goes. Like, at one point, you were that young player. Older guys worked with you. I remember Mike Greer working with me, great teammates, guys in other places, Shane Doan, Ed Jovanowski. Like, older guys are, if you're a really good veteran, you're really good to young players. And I think that's what player development is. You're trying to help these kids achieve their ultimate goal, because ultimately that's what they're here for.
How do you walk the line of course, they all have coaches, but you want to help them player development, things you'd like to see as the Sabres want to see. But how do you not step on coaches' toes too as you're helping players through their development?
The approach we take is that you work with the staff. Every player that's drafted, from the time they're drafted, their draft year to when they play in the NHL, you're probably going to have 3 or 4 coaches. When USHL, college, CHL, AHL, NHL. So there's no one way to do it, and we want to put the kid in the best environment to succeed. So working with the coach, making sure that we're on the same page, is huge, and that's our philosophy.
What do you like? What have you seen, heard about Ilya Murazov so far?
Just his habits and details in practice. He's one of the first guys in line. He doesn't take a rep off, and he's very hard on himself, but that's usually how good players are, because they want to be great. And good skills, and just a really good kid, too.
And to play big-time college hockey at 17. How impressive is it that he was able to do that?
It's very impressive, especially as a young center. He was their first-line center at Miami. He's in a tough conference. That conference has won the national championship, I think, 7 of the last 10 years. So there's some big teams in that conference, and I think the season he had was very impressive.
How did Murka's time in the AHL, both beginning and end of the season, kind of translate and help him out?
I think it's a great experience, because there is that jump from CHL to pro hockey. You go from playing against 16, 17, 18-year-olds, now you're playing against 32-year-old men who are trying to support their family. So it's a different, it's just a huge dynamic, and I think just getting that experience will help him this year.
What did you learn going through the process with Noah Oslin and Constant Ellenius and folks of life kind of seeing it come to fruition this spring?
Again, just two young centers that were extremely talented, and you follow them around, not with Konsa, because Konsa played right away, but I traveled in Sweden for 2 years to see Noah when he was in the Allsvenskan, and then when he was in the SHL, and it's just helping with that process, because they're great hockey players, they're talented, so it's not so much working on the skill on the ice, it's the habits and details off the ice that are going to help them become an NHL player.
Gavin McCarthy, what's that been like for you to really see his growth, as part of the Junior Sabres, and then to come to the organization, be drafted by them, and join them as a pro?
It's an experience that I always look back on, because I've known Gavin since he was 13. I coached him when he was 16. And then watched him at BU, was there when we drafted him in Nashville, and he's just grown so much as both a player and a person. Every time I see him, he gets taller, he gets wider, because he's putting weight on. And just the transformation from his freshman year at BU to being the captain this year as a junior, I think he has a bright future ahead of him.
What does he need to do now to prepare himself for his first season of professional hockey?
I think he got a taste of that last year when he came to Rochester, and he saw how the pace of the game was and the speed. There's less time and space. You got to get shots off quicker. But he's just going through his own process, and he's going to be in good shape this year.
What do you mean? You lived 2010 on the ice, so you know what it was. What did this year mean for you to see the city reborn again, kind of, and see some of these guys when you work with development, have a key role in the club on the ice?
You know, the playoff experience for me was surreal because you're watching it as an employee of the team, but you're also watching it as a fan, the team that you grew up rooting for and I played for. And just the atmosphere in that building. We've been talking to kids now for 3 or 4 years about how when this town, when you make the playoffs, when you have a good team, this town really rallies around you. And I think the players on the team saw that and the prospects saw it too. And, you know, doing this for now 6 years, you don't really cheer for goals anymore. But I hate to say it, I was cheering for goals in the playoffs because it's just you're invested emotionally as a fan and as a part of the team. And I was so happy for the guys. And just, you know, they had a great run, and that's the playoffs. So.
They were told us yesterday, with considering the schooling, Zach,
yep,
he felt staying one more year really helped his development, you know, because of being there. What would you like to see him get out of one more year?
He had a great year last year. I mean, he was, as a sophomore, he was the NCHC defenseman of the year. I think that's the first time in history that's happened. His game has grown. He put more offense into his game last year. I think that's something he is going to continue to work on. But we like his skating ability, his size, how he can defend, and he's just going to keep getting better and better. And, yeah, like with the process, we give the kids what we think they should do, but we always trust what they want. It's their choice, and we support them, and going back to school can't hurt him.
Kind of a similar question going back to Bernie Merka, but what does that next step for him look like? What do you need to see from him kind of as he progresses?
He's just going to have his own process. Again, he's a young kid. He's only 19 years old. He's going to put some weight on with our strengths after summer, and he's just a really great prospect, and we're excited to have him.
What's been your approach as a staff with Prokhor Shulkinov? How much contact do you guys still have with him, and how do you kind of handle that with him being Russian? I imagine the language is a little bit
of a barrier. So our Russian scout, Ruslan Pachonkin, he helps with the communication, but also now with communication you can WhatsApp and it can translate for you. So Yarko Rutu and myself worked on this year. We watch his games, we send him video clips, we talk with him once a week, and that's kind of how we do it. And we're hoping for him to have a great season this year and then hopefully come over here next year.
How have you seen his game develop over the last year?
I think you've seen it develop where I think the first year when he was playing in the KHL, it's always hard for a young player to get opportunity. And I think he has developed very well the last few years, and he's getting more time on the top few lines. He's getting more power play time, and the points he's put up in that league the last few years at his age has been great.
What do you like about like his game? Like how you see, what type of NHL player do you think he
is? I think he can be in the top six, top nine. He's like a Swiss Army knife. He can play with a lot of different players, play a lot of different roles. We love his compete and his skill.
When you look at a prospect like Zimmer, who had a big year last year and his World Junior experience, after another year, do you think he's someone who would need AHL time or somebody who could actually jump into the NHL after his junior year?
That's something with all our prospects. We track them, we follow them, and that's something that like they decide. So their play like decides where they play.
What have you got to know about the Domang Zanga?
That there's a direct flight from Hungary to Toronto. So he's a really nice kid, great kid. Had a long day of travel the other day, and from what I've seen him, just a big kid with good skill that we're very excited to have.
What do you make of Kostas' confidence? I mean, everyone talks about it. I mean, it seems like it's good. Like, what do you, but in your own words, like, what do you make of it?
I think it's one of his strengths. All the good players have that confidence. You know, all the best players I played with, they could go out there, they could make a mistake, and it wouldn't affect them. They know they made a mistake, but it's not going to affect their next shift. And I think Kostas has it in him where, you know, he's a very talented kid, and he's confident, and I think you see that on the ice, and that is his game. He makes good plays with the puck, he plays hard, he competes, he's a good skater, so I think he's going to have a very long career.
We've seen Yarko and Craig Anderson, Mike Leone, and all that.
Yep.
Who else is working with you on the ice?
We have Derek Dorsett. We just hired him as a forward development coach. Craig Anderson is out there with Seamus Kotick. Seamus is our goal team development coach. And then we have two players from the Academy of Hockey who are also helping us. Cole Schneider is out there as well.
Tell me a little bit about having Stacey now as the GM of the Amherst, what that's going to be like for the organization.
I think that's more of a question for Yarmo. Our staff works hand-in-hand with Stacey, but we've been me in the past few weeks, and he kind of handles Rochester. Our staff goes into Rochester to work with the players because it's the prospects that we work with, but we're more there in a support role.